The inventor of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, and his team fit us for our very own MyPillows. These pillows won't go flat. You can wash and dry them constantly. And most importantly, they're made in the USA.
If you don't own a MyPillow or know someone who doesn't, now is the time to buy. Mike's offering his standard MyPillow for $19.98. Originally, they're almost $70. That's a $50 savings with the promo code Clay and Buck. The King Pillow, only $10 more. Along with the lowest price offer, Mike's also extending a money-back guarantee trial until March 1st of next year.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but rotating discounts on 150-plus MyPillow products, from the Giza Dream bed sheets to the mattress topper, slippers, and more. Enter promo code CLAYANDBUCK or call 800-792-3269. Again, that phone number is 800-792-3269.
Everybody wants to invest in cryptocurrencies, but it's not that easy to get started. That's why Colin Plume, the CEO of Noble Gold, created My Digital Money. It's an easy-to-use, self-trading crypto IRA platform with concierge-level customer service. And it's one of the few U.S.-based cryptocurrency companies that will answer your phone call and help you get started. And because your comfort and security is their top priority, they offer an unparalleled military-grade security for your coins, trigger order to help you secure opportunities for gains or limit losses without having to watch your account 24/7, a play money account so you can test the market without risking your money. With the recent pullback of most of the major cryptocurrencies, this might be the best time to get into this exciting technology-based investment. And when it comes to your money, you deserve a team of dedicated professionals that have your back, speak to you honestly, and treat you like a human being, not just a number. Check them out at MyDigitalMoney.com.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. It's not nice, but I told you so. In February, I was saying that abundant, reliable, inexpensive energy was a cornerstone of the booming pre-COVID Trump economy, and that the Biden administration attack on the oil and gas industry would inevitably result in bringing that economic boom to a screeching halt. Reduced supply of anything always results in higher prices, but higher energy costs move through the economy like a tidal wave, causing price increases in everything, beginning with the price of gasoline for your car and gradually affecting even the price of groceries. Tractors burn fuel to raise crops. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Republicans are looking at surging inflation as a winning issue as the party mulls its attack lines against President Biden and down-ballot Democrats ahead of the midterms. Bernie Bennett has more.
According to data released by the Labor Department, annual inflation jumped to 6.2% in October, reaching the highest level in more than 30 years. Prices rose 0.9% last month alone, marking the third straight month of accelerating inflation. While Democrats are hoping to celebrate the passage of Mr. Biden's bipartisan infrastructure bill and turn the focus to brighter spots in the economy, the GOP is betting that Americans will care most about the day-to-day pinch they feel at the stores or the pump, and that they'll blame Mr. Biden's agenda. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at townhall.com, President Biden's approval rating continues to decline. The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll shows that 42% of likely U.S. voters approve of the president's job performance, 57% disapprove. The latest figures include 21% who strongly approve of the job Biden is doing and 49% who strongly disapprove. As the winter and the holidays approach, medical experts are worrying about the spread of COVID-19.
There is some good news. Trends are improving in Texas, Florida, and other southern states that got hit hard during the summer. But COVID outbreaks in the north and hospitalizations in the west have health experts warning that, as one put it, we're going to see a lot of outbreaks in unvaccinated people that will result in serious illness. New Mexico is running out of intensive care beds. The Detroit area is again becoming a hot spot. Dr. Nicholas Gilpin at Beaumont Hospital in Michigan.
This wave is predominantly driven by unvaccinated individuals.
I'm Rita Foley.
On Wall Street, stocks are sharply higher. The Dow is up 143 points. More at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Still stunned, relatives, friends, and total strangers packed a church to say their goodbyes to Tina Tenter, the 23-year-old Las Vegas woman killed in the fiery car crash involving now former Raiders player Henry Ruggs. St. Simeon Serbian Orthodox Church was packed, the crowd overflowing onto the sidewalk during that hour-long ceremony. Las Vegas Raiders owner Mark Davis was among those in attendance. He quietly exited by himself after the services were done. Ruggs has been charged with DUI and reckless driving resulting in death in connection with Tenter's death. He was released by the team after the crash. A GoFundMe page created by Tenter's family has raised more than $102,000. They were hoping for $7,000 to cover the funeral costs. The Minnesota Wild always seem to give the Golden Knights fits, and last night was no different. Las Vegas had a 3-0 lead going into the third period and had to hold on for dear life for a 3-2 win at T-Mobile Arena. After starting the season 1-4, the Golden Knights have won for the 7th time in their past 9 games and snapped the Wild's 4-game win streak. Next up for the Knights, Vancouver comes to T-Mobile. That's tomorrow night. Park drops at 7.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Look for a crash on US 95 northbound. That's at Southern Rancho. The right lanes are blocked there. Also, lane restrictions ahead of that. They're going to slow you down. Only 2 lanes available. 515 eastbound at Main Street, 515 westbound at Eastern, and some congestion 15 northbound at Hacienda.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is Live and Local for a Friday, November 12th. Good to have you with us. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. You know how we open every Friday show, or most Friday shows, unless there is some breaking news to get to. We celebrate what I like to call the best day of the week. Here we go.
Oh man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Oh yeah.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Come Friday. On, you know better. It's Friday. It's the best day of the week, even for guys like Tommy White. Tommy White is a business manager, Laborers Union Local 872, and he joins us. Tommy, Friday's always good. You got a big weekend planned?
Well, let's see. The Raiders are going to play the Kansas City Chiefs, so it'll be a fun weekend.
Yeah, Sunday Night Football, the 5:20 game, and it'll be like nationwide. I just absolutely love that. Hey, I want to ask how you spent Veterans Day. I know that you've got a lot of veterans among your ranks in Laborers Union Local 872. Can you tell us what you folks did?
Usually, Kevin, we haven't missed the Veterans Day parade in probably 10 or 15 years, but over the past month what we had going on here, one of our employees passing, and then I had to get on a plane out of town to go back to New York because my dad had a stroke and he passed. So we did not get a chance as a union to participate in this year's Veterans Day parade. But I'm sure a lot of our members that are veterans are out celebrating with their family, and I know I had a bunch of them working, so more power to those guys that were out there working, and more power to the veterans that were out there celebrating.
Do you folks have, I know there are some unions that have special programs for veterans as far as hiring and things like that. Do you guys do anything like that?
Oh, yeah. So we have what's called Helmets to Hard At, and it's been around for a lot of years, but over the years they had some restrictions on there that about their military service, and the way that I always looked at it is if you took it upon yourself to go fight for this country, then you deserve to get brought into a union and without any of those restrictions. So we still have to go through the process of just the paperwork and sometimes there's limitations on what some of our veterans can do, but we're very happy to have veterans come and join Local 872.
Let me take you in another direction. A special session of the Nevada Legislature is meeting today, and will be doing so for the next 2 or 3 days, probably maybe 4 days, and it will be dealing primarily with redistricting. How closely will you follow this? I know you always follow the regular sessions. You have folks that lobby for you in Carson City, but how closely will you be checking what's going on in Carson City over the next few days?
Well, it kind of looks to me, after seeing some of the redistricting that I've already seen here down in our own city in Las Vegas, it kind of looks like the Democrats are trying to make it a lot easier for them to win elections just based on how they're redistricting some of the areas. But, I got to tell you, there's a couple of candidates out there. I'm not going to say their names right now, but they basically pushed some of the minorities out of their own. And that this is not for state legislators, but this is for some of our own city council and county commissioners. And they pushed some of the minorities out of their district because they feel that they don't, from what I understand, they feel that they're not getting the support from them, so why should they be in their district, which I think is a crock of you-know-what. So if you want support from a candidate, then the candidate needs to get out there and earn your support, and that's just the way it goes.
Is there a better way of doing this? In communities all across America, you see you know, counties and cities and states actually letting courts decide the districting. Is there a better way of doing it than what we're doing it now here in Nevada with the legislature getting involved, which is very political?
Kevin, we all know that every time either party gets involved, they're going to redistrict their areas based on for what they can do in upcoming elections. And I don't know. I don't think people that move into Las Vegas, they move into an area going, I'm going to move into that area because we have a representative that's a Democrat. I think they move into the areas because they like that place where they're going to be moving. I think they should kind of leave it up to the people and let the people vote on where they want to be districted. Not our assembly, not our state legislators. You know, if they want to change what a district looks like, let them put it on a ballot.
Good point. Is it okay with you, though? Do you trust the courts, though, to make the right decision, assuming all this does end up in court?
Well, I mean, here we go again with putting people in office again, right? So that all depends on what judge you have, right? And was that judge supported by the Democratic Party, or was that judge supported by the Republican Party, right? So, and we know that's how it works here in Las Vegas. So, if they feel comfortable with the judge that's handling that, then more power to them.
Again, Tommy White joining us, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. Are you convinced, though, that we will get a fair redistricting or something that resembles that at the end of the day? I mean, do you think we're capable of doing it?
Well, that all depends on what you call fair redistricting, right? It kind of looks, I'm just going to give you one of the Democrat races that we're looking at, right? So it kind of looks to me like they're cutting out Dina Titus's area to give more that area over to Susie Lee, so Susie Lee's guaranteed winning her seat, right? And which puts Dina Titus, who's been, I believe, pretty good person, pretty good elected official, congresswoman over the past years that she's been in there. So they're going to redistrict some of her area out to give it to someone that hasn't been there as long as her, just to ensure a win. And I think that's a lot of BS.
Again, joining us, Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. I want to ask you, because it's impacting all of us, this Biden vaccine mandate, which has been held up by the courts but may be reinstated. We don't know. January 4th is the big day there. How is that going to impact what you folks do in the Laborers Union Local 872 and the union movement in general? Are you finding that there are mandates out there that are helping people lose their job?
I don't think it's so much about, us as a union, we have a contract, and the contractor has the right to request certain criteria on who he wants out on the job site. And if a contractor or an owner of a project is requesting that he wants everyone on that project to be vaccinated, and that's part of the contractor's contract, and the contractor sends me a request letter down saying that he could only employ vaccinated people on his job site, then that's all I can send him, is people that are vaccinated. And I see that happen on some of our federal projects that are going on right now. But once again, I think they should have left it up to the people, but we've seen over the years how society has changed, and this government that we have for the United States of America basically does whatever they want. If the court tells them they shouldn't do something, they're going to go ahead and do it anyway. But I don't know.
You know,
that's why we have more independents out there than anybody. So more power to them. they're going to vote for who they want and who they feel is going to get into office. And I think you're going to see a big part of the independents are going to be voting Republican this time around.
So far, and especially in the recent race in Virginia, the governor's race there, it was independents falling solidly Republican. And I guess my question, do you see that carrying over here? Do you think there's going to be maybe a wave election coming up in 2022?
In some of the areas, I believe there is. You know, Kevin, when I was back last week for my dad's funeral, I stayed at my cousin's house in Jersey, and she went to vote. So I'm going to tell you something that's funny that happened back there. This is how you know that some of these areas. So Jersey, you saw how close the vote was in Jersey, and then what's his name? Murphy won that election. The Democrat won that election, but the Republican was right there side by side with him, right? So during the time, and I'm not one on the conspiracy stuff, but, you know, when I got my own cousin showing me what took place there, so she's standing in line getting ready to vote. She's a Republican. She's standing in line getting ready to vote. All of a sudden, a lady walks down and she says, we're having a problem with our... Now, granted, 20 people in front of her had just voted, right? And here's a lady comes out and says, we're having some technical problems with our voting machines. Our voting machines, they're not tallying up the votes. And so they're saying, we're trying to figure this out. It's going to be, you know, not tallying, not, I don't mean tallying up the votes. They're not counting the votes. And the lady turns around and says, oh, I didn't see the machines have gotten unplugged.
God.
So now nobody went over by these machines to unplug them because my cousin, who I have no reason not to believe, was standing right there the whole time. So you don't know what to believe anymore when it comes to voting. What's happening in these little, and this was in a small town in Jersey. So and that was on the governor's race. So you don't know what's going to happen in some of these small towns.
I want to ask you about the supply chain. We've all been talking about it. We got 100 container ships out in the port of Los Angeles or the port of Long Beach, and a lot of, you know, originally we were told, oh, this is only going to be transitory. Everything will be fine soon. Well, we're finding out it's getting worse. It's not getting better. What about in your industry? The price of wood, the price of cement, is all of this stuff going up, and is it causing the supply chain to falter?
No, you know, Kevin, that happened early on when we were dealing with the building the stadium. But I can tell you right now, from what I've seen in the past few weeks, the price of wood has actually come down compared to the way it was about 6 months ago. And you can see that right in your regular home builder stores like Home Depot or Lowe's. As far as you know, concrete, cement, we have batch plants right here in Las Vegas. We have enough concrete, man. We don't have to worry about where we're getting it from. I think a lot of the stuff that's tied up out in the ports is your regular goods, your clothes, home furnishings, furniture. You know, and what's going to happen is the longer it sits on those ships, you got to remember there's a turnaround time. When they're bringing stuff in from out of the country and it's sitting on a ship and it's been sitting on a ship weeks, months, you got to worry about humidity inside those containers. You got to worry about water getting inside those containers. So I kind of think, to be honest with you, I kind of think that's been a little bit of a setup, whether it's those containers because they're coming out of China or. It's just the ports that are holding the containers up. The other part of that, Kevin, is remember, this country gave out free money for almost a year, right? So now you got a lot of people that, I think the news report I heard this morning, less than 5 million people compared to pre-COVID that want to go to work, right? So kind of think that's all a little bit of... little bit of a setup on not not unloading those containers when they should be unloaded simply because people don't want to work because they're still spending the money that was given to them for nothing.
I want to ask you about a statistic that just came out today. It shows that 4 million Americans actually quit their jobs. We're not sure why, if it's vaccine mandate oriented, but that just in recent weeks and months, a lot of folks have quit their jobs. Any reason why?
You know, I think, to be honest with you, I don't know if it's them just quitting their job or it's people that have quit their job to retire or have just kind of moved on to something else. But I mean, I don't have that big of a turnaround here. So I don't have a lot of people quitting their jobs because of vaccines being required. I don't have a lot of people quitting their jobs at all. I mean, I don't see that in the construction industry. It might be in some of the food service industry. It might be in some of the low paid industries that are out there. But I don't see that much in construction.
I know this has been a tough couple of weeks for you and for your family. Our condolences to you for your loss. I guess the question is, how are you doing? How's the family doing?
Everybody's good. You know, we're hanging in there. You know, I got to go back there and see a lot of my family that I haven't seen in a few years. But, you know, it's like, you know, you kind of take, I guess you can take death in two different ways, right? Sometimes it pushes the family apart. Sometimes it brings them together. In my case, with my family, it kind of brought us together. So it's sad when a person has to go for a family to be brought together. But at the end of the day, I'm very happy that I was able to get with my sisters back there and my stepmom back there and get to meet a bunch of my uncles and my aunts that I haven't seen in you know, 20, 30 years because I've been out here in Las Vegas, and they're just not around when I get back there. So, you know, I told them I'm over and stay in touch with them, and we should have a pretty nice holiday. You know, holidays are rough, and I say this every year, Kevin. In the construction industry, and some people disagree with me, but I know it firsthand, in the construction industry, you get around the month of November, October, November, and December, you see a lot of death. You see a lot of suicide. You see a lot of, retirees passing. And I kind of been paying attention to this over the years. So I just want to say to everybody that's out there, if you're working with somebody and they're just not the same that day that you used to see them all week long, just sit down and talk with them. Have a little conversation. You never know. You might be saving that person's life. And I say that simply because of one of my own co-workers here that took his life last month. So, just pay attention to your people that you work with every day. And you never know how easy it is to help somebody.
Hey, Tommy, it is always good to visit with you. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk with you again next week. You have a good one, and have a great weekend, okay?
All right, guys. Enjoy the weekend. Talk to you soon.
There you go. Tommy White, Business Manager, Laborers Union, Local 872. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
Coach Pete
of Capital Financial on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text VEGAS to 600-700, VEGAS to 600-700.